All right, before we get started, this program will go to the Music Education Network for the Visually Impaired's website under presentations.menvi.org, as well as to the Technology Podcast. I'm Jared Reimer, and it is 9:09 p.m. Pacific Time on August the 17th, 2007. I've got Vicki Simpson with me, and she is from Michigan. She has been on my podcast in the past, both on Code Amber and Technology. And today, for you Music Education Network for the Visually Impaired subscribers, she is going to talk about her music experience. She has told me she has played 5 instruments. We'll talk about her Braille music skills, if any, and we'll talk about her challenges and so forth. Vicki, before we get started, since you are podcasting on different places, please give us a bio of yourself.
My name is Vicki Simpson. I am totally blind and blind since birth, and I play. I'm a professional musician. I started with the piano, playing the piano at 4.5 years of age. Never had no lessons. I also went to school with Stevie Wonder. And then as I was playing the piano, like at 4.5 years of age, my mom took me to school, and the teacher was playing the piano that day, and I wanted to get to that piano, and I just had a fit because I couldn't get to the piano, and the teacher said, "You're going to have to take your daughter home." And my mom knew that I could play. Somehow she knew. So when we left and we went by Sears, and mom bought me one of these small pianos. My dad drove, and so anyway, I got one of these small pianos that you sit on the floor and play. And when we got home, I heard a song called Jingle Bells. And I played, after I heard it, I just played every bit of the song. So my mom called the teacher on the phone. She said, "You're going to have to come over here, hear my daughter play." And the teacher couldn't believe it. She dropped everything that she was doing, and she came right over, and she sat on the floor beside me and heard me play Jingle Bells. And she said, "I wish now I would have let her play. Your daughter must have been born with a gift." It was like, never had no man teach me. There's nobody but God. And then I learned to play the organ on my own. And also learned to play the guitar and the accordion. And like I said, the one that's taught me music just came natural to me, and learned to play the guitar on my own, and I play it different from anybody. I put the guitar flat on my lap and put my hands on top of the strings, and I just know how to do it, and that's basically it.
Okay, so let's see. Have you played like in a band and so forth like I did in school?
I played in a band at school, and also when I went to I played at a bar called Jamie's. I played there one time, and also at a Jerry Lewis telethon they had locally. Before I moved to Oakland County, they had a charity for the Jerry Lewis telethon, and I played at the VFW hall in the rock band, and the drummer sounded exactly like Bruce. Bruce Steen or something like that, and everybody was amazed how well I I had a wonderful time.
Have you gotten any formal lessons from anybody?
No.
Do you still play now?
Yes.
What do you play now?
I play the keyboard. So, right now I'm just playing at church right now until I can get away to play with a band. I played a lot of 50s and 60s doo-wop, and I also sing, so I've been trying to get a hold of Stevie, and I did live down the street from his cousin back in 82, and I told his cousin that I knew Stevie, and I went to school with him, and his cousin got a hold of Stevie, and Stevie found out that I could play, and he sent me a card, and he said he was going to, whenever he came to Michigan, he was going to take me to a free concert, take me for a ride in the chauffeur limousine, and take me out to eat. So, unfortunately, that didn't happen because my mom and I moved before that happened. So I was kind of bummed out. So.
Well, you could always try and contact him again and tell him you moved, and you'd still like to take him up on that offer. You're still in Michigan, so.
Yes. So all I had to do is call Black Bull Music and get a hold of them that way. So. That's that.
So you haven't had no Braille music training. You have had no lessons.
No lessons. And I play by ear. Once I hear a song, I just pick it right up.
And that, you know, for some people, like I indicated in another interview, in a previous podcast, some people just learn better that way.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with playing by ear. We at Menvee strive for people who need Braille music and want to learn it and go to school and do all that. But you know what? I bet you that you would have a bit of a difficult time because they would require you to read music. But I would assume with some practice, you would be able to do it, because nowadays schools are requiring you to take a reading test as well as sight singing and various other things as besides the playing.
I don't think Stevie learned how to read music. He plays by ear.
Yes, but to get a degree in this type of thing, they want you to read. So, you might actually get lucky, because a lot of the problems we are facing with teaching Braille music is that a lot of these people go in and not being able to play at all or play enough, but yet they're handed something they can't play.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you'd fare, because they would hand you either print or Braille score and ask you to play it.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be something that would be given to you that you would have to listen to and then you'd have to replicate. And I'd be interested to find out if any listener who listens to this would know if someone has learned music by ear and never has had formal training, would be able to pass a course to be able to teach or to be able to have a degree to be able to do something with their lives in music. I would be interested. I don't know.
I
'cause there are some people like Vicky who who can just play, and they have had no teaching, no nothing.
One time I taught a little boy, who was about 10 or 11 years old, I taught him to play two songs in an hour, and he picked it right up. I taught him how to play by ear. I taught him the notes, and he did well. I was surprised.
It's amazing.
Yep, it sure is.
How easy was it for you to start learning to play by ear?
Well, at first it wasn't. I learned to play with one hand, and then later on I just learned to play both hands. And
now I assume you're playing with both hands with no problems now.
That's right. No problem at all.
Well, this is very interesting. This is very interesting indeed. Well, if you have nothing else, we can go ahead and end here. It doesn't have to be a long program. I'd like to thank you for coming on and sharing your experience. Now, I assume that you know, taking your band stuff was rather easy. You had no struggles. You had no problems. None of that?
No problems at all.
Yeah, I'll have to let you listen to another interview I did that actually will have a lot of people may have heard already. And so forth. I'll actually have to give you the number and extension to where to go and listen to it. And this guy's probably as old as you are. He was struggling because he wasn't gifted, but he wasn't able to learn the music code as easily because the people said it wasn't really worth it, and he tried to learn it and got frustrated and eventually dropped out and did literary instead. He's a certified proofreader, so. But some people are you know, frustrated at learning stuff too. So we got to keep an open mind on this, and hopefully if people hear this and they would like to contact you about and ask any questions, how can they do that?
They can contact me either on my Fillmore box, 3072, or they could call me on my cell phone at 734-444-7072.
All right, and for those people who are not familiar with Fillmore, it is a voicemail system in Chicago. You call this box by dialing 773-572-3072. All right, Vicki, well, thank you very much for being on our program.
It's my pleasure.
And hopefully if you have anything else you'd like to share with us, we can bring you on board again.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Take care.